The plan to prevent and reverse these eye diseases and disorders sounds pretty simple. Proper nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, eliminate processed food, sugar, alcohol, smoking, coffee, and other caffeinated beverages, fresh air, proper rest at the proper time of night, elimination of stress by learning to trust God, an attitude of gratitude and benevolence, that's being unselfish. And to get rid of eyeglasses, we must learn to relax, learn to handle our stress, and have the determination to do the exercises. There's nothing that's high tech here. Your own grandmother probably told you about many of these healthy things to do. You might say, sure, I know water drinking is good for you. Or, of course I know sugar's bad for you. Or, yeah, it's better to go to bed at a decent time. Most people acknowledge that these things are good for you and contribute to your health. But if they're so simple, why doesn't everyone do it? The answer is, because we want to do what we want to do rather than what is good for us. We become so addicted to our senses, our five senses, such as taste. We like to eat what tastes good to us, not what is good for us. Our sight, what we like to see or watch on television, irrespective of whether it's good for our mind and spirit. And hearing, the repetition of TV commercials that entice us to use drug medications for a quick fix. Television programs that hypnotize us, that addict us to violence, that decrease our ability to make proper moral judgments, that decrease our ability to control our own appetites, the senses of touch and the sense of smell, a steak being barbecued or coffee being brewed, to entice us away from the things that are good for our body, that we lose sight of our health. We have a tendency to live for the moment. I want what I want now, and I'll worry about my health later. Changing our habits is often very difficult. Getting our body under subjection, learning to control our appetites, whether it be for desire for food we want, the desire for success, the desire to be important, the desire for money. In order to change these things, we need what most people refer to as self-control. But self-control doesn't work very well. Numerous studies on the failure rate of New Year's resolutions confirms that. We need power from outside ourselves, and that only comes from God. He created your body, including your eyes, which are a magnificent creation. And He knows better than anyone how to keep them well and get them well if they're not functioning properly. Your ophthalmologist has never created a human body, nor even one single eye. He or she has very little knowledge of the eye compared to the one who created you in the first place. How do we obtain the power to do what we need? How do we have healthy physical eyesight? By first obtaining spiritual eyesight. And what is spiritual eyesight?